Gerald the accountant awoke at precisely 7:14 a.m., the same ungodly hour that had marked the beginning of every workday for the past 25 years. He stretched with a routine yawn, two pops this time. A concerning development in his lower back, he mused. After a breakfast of exactly two slices of whole wheat toast with a pat of the same low-fat butter, one wouldn't want cholesterol to disrupt the established routine. Gerald donned his beige slacks, a faithful companion that had seen countless commutes and calculator keystrokes. His commute was a symphony of the mundane. The bus rumbled along the same route. The driver, a man named Phil, with an impressive collection of novelty socks, offering a tired smile, Gerald barely managed to return. The same three passengers boarded at the same predictable intervals, each with their own brand of morning routine. There was Mildred, perpetually hunched over a crossword puzzle with a furrowed brow. Harold, always humming a show tune slightly off-key. And the young intern, perpetually glued to his phone, oblivious to the quiet camaraderie of their daily ritual. Work unfolded with the predictable rhythm of a well-oiled machine. Gerald meticulously filed invoices, their beige paper a stark contrast to the sterile white walls of his cubicle. The fluorescent lights hummed a constant low drone, their fluorescent flicker the only hint of excitement in the otherwise predictable day. The only disruption came when the stapler malfunctioned. The same three staples getting jammed at the same precise angle, requiring a gentle tap to coax them back into service. A familiar sigh escaped Gerald's lips, a sound as routine as the malfunction itself. Lunch was a repeat of breakfast, with the addition of a single unripened pear. The afternoon mirrored the morning, filled with spreadsheets that seemed to stretch on forever. Each number meticulously entered, each calculation double-checked. Even the occasional phone call offered no thrill, as it was invariably a client inquiring about the status of a particularly tedious report Gerald had been meticulously crafting for weeks. The ride home was a blur of brake lights and the soundtrack of his own internal monologue, a script he'd recited to himself countless times before. Dinner was a frozen TV dinner, the Salisbury steak suspiciously resembling a gray hockey puck. The television droned on with a nature documentary, this time exploring the fascinating world of mold growth. Gerald found himself surprisingly captivated. The intricate patterns of the creeping fungi, somehow more stimulating than the day's financial reports. Finally, at 9:17 p.m., Gerald climbed into bed, his beige pajamas a perfect match for the walls. He closed his eyes, the silence broken only by the rhythmic ticking of his clock, a metronome keeping time with the relentless pace of his ordinary life. As sleep began to take hold, Gerald had a fleeting thought, a whisper in his mind. Was tomorrow Tuesday or Wednesday? But even that minuscule question, a wrinkle in the fabric of his routine, wasn't enough to keep him awake. He drifted off. Another uneventful day filed away in the vast filing cabinet of his memory. yet another Tuesday blurring into Wednesday, Wednesday into Thursday, all in a beige haze. The beige haze of Gerald's life continued with the unwavering predictability of a clock. Days bled into weeks, weeks into months, each one a meticulous copy of the last. The only variations came in the subtle degradations of his office supplies. The once crisp white of his printer paper developed a faint yellow tinge. The spring in his stapler grew weaker, occasionally requiring two or even three taps to dislodge the stubborn staples. Even these minor changes were noted with a sigh in Gerald's internal log, a monotonous record of the passage of time. His work continued in the same vein. Spreadsheets morphed into one another, each filled with an endless stream of numbers. The reports he meticulously crafted seemed to have no impact on the world outside his cubicle walls, destined to be buried in some digital filing cabinet, never to be seen again. The occasional client call remained a monotonous affair. The same tired questions regarding the status of reports, with titles so generic they seemed to bleed into one another. Q3 sales analysis becoming Q4 sales analysis, the only difference a single digit. Evenings offered no respite. The frozen dinners continued their monotonous reign. The Salisbury steak occasionally replaced by a mystery meat casserole of equally questionable origin. The nature documentaries blurred together. Fungus giving way to the mating rituals of dung beetles. Each episode narrated in the same soothing, yet utterly monotonous voice. Gerald would occasionally find himself struggling to stay awake during these nightly educational excursions, his eyelids drooping in a battle against the relentless tide of tedium. One Tuesday, or perhaps it was Wednesday, a tiny spark of variation appeared in Gerald's world. A new intern joined the accounting department. A young woman named Beatrice, with bright eyes and a disturbingly enthusiastic demeanor. Beatrice greeted everyone with a chipper, "Good morning," that sliced through the usual quiet hum of the office like a knife. She peppered Gerald with questions about his work. Her curiosity, a foreign concept in the sterile environment. Gerald, initially taken aback, found himself answering her questions with a hesitancy he hadn't realized he possessed. He explained the intricacies of debits and credits. His voice, a rusty machine slowly grinding back into life. To his surprise, Beatrice listened intently, her eyes wide with a genuine interest that was both flattering and unsettling. As the days turned into weeks, Beatrice's enthusiasm proved contagious. She dragged Gerald out to lunch one day, not to the usual cafeteria fare, but to a small, brightly lit Thai restaurant across the street. The unfamiliar flavors were a jolt to Gerald's system. The vibrant green curry, a stark contrast to the usual beige hues of his life. Beatrice's presence continued to disrupt the established order. She convinced Gerald to come to a work happy hour, a social event he usually avoided with the fervor of a vampire shunning sunlight. The forced mingling was awkward, to say the least. But Gerald found himself strangely exhilarated by the unfamiliar interaction. One evening, after a particularly long day at the office, Beatrice suggested they stay late to finish a project. As they worked side by side, Gerald found himself drawn into conversation. Not about debits and credits, but about Beatrice's dreams of traveling the world. He, in turn, shared a childhood fascination with astronomy, a buried passion he hadn't thought about in years. The clock struck midnight, and they were both surprised. The work was forgotten, replaced by a shared sense of connection that felt alien, yet oddly comforting. As Gerald walked Beatrice to her car, he realized that the beige haze that had colored his world for so long was beginning to show cracks, letting in slivers of light and possibility. The following weeks were a whirlwind for Gerald. Beatrice's infectious enthusiasm had a profound effect. He started venturing out of his beige comfort zone, trying a new Thai dish every week, though he still drew the line at durian. He even dusted off his old astronomy books, the constellations he once knew so well coming back into focus. One Friday afternoon, Beatrice announced she was quitting the firm, her travel bug demanding immediate attention. A pang of sadness hit Gerald, a feeling he hadn't experienced in years. He realized he'd grown accustomed to her bright presence, a welcome disruption in the monotony. Monday rolled around, and the office felt strangely quiet without Beatrice's chatter. The beige walls seemed to close in on Gerald, the fluorescent lights buzzing with a renewed intensity. He tackled his spreadsheets with a dull ache in his chest, the reports suddenly feeling meaningless, numbers devoid of purpose. That night, Gerald couldn't stomach the usual frozen dinner. He stared at the Salisbury steak, its gray surface mirroring his own bleak mood. Suddenly, an impulse struck him. He grabbed his phone, a device he usually used for calls and the occasional Sudoku puzzle. He pulled up a travel website, his finger hovering over the search bar. With a deep breath, he typed in astronomy tours, a list of destinations and programs filled the screen, each one a vibrant splash of color against the white background. He scrolled through them, his heart pounding with a nervous excitement he hadn't felt in decades. The Atacama Desert in Chile, known for its clear skies and breathtaking views of the Milky Way. The remote mountains of Namibia, offering a glimpse of the Southern Hemisphere's constellations. Each location held the promise of adventure, of stepping outside the beige confines of his world. He spent the next few hours lost in research, the possibilities swirling in his mind. The familiar fear of the unknown tugged at him. But for the first time, it was overshadowed by a different feeling, a flicker of hope, a yearning for something more. Finally, with trembling fingers, he booked a tour to the Atacama Desert. A confirmation message popped up on the screen, a tiny spark of defiance against the beige monotony. As he shut off the phone, a single tear rolled down his cheek. It wasn't a tear of sadness, but a tear of something he hadn't felt in years. A tear of anticipation. The beige haze of his life was starting to lift, replaced by the promise of a starry sky.